Hi, I'm Randall the Reading Rat, and I can't wait to listen to some stories in the Story Machine today. Hi, Cog.
Hi, Randall.
Hey, Randall.
Oh, hey, Valve. It's nice to see you. What are you guys up to today?
Well, we're gonna take the Story Machine to a school today, so all the young authors there can give us their stories, so we can bring them to life. Then, it's my job to make sure that everything goes smoothly. No pressure.
Oh, I love it when young authors give us their stories. Can I come too?
Sure, Randall. Hold on tight.
Here we go. Whoa!
Whoa! No, 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 no!
Is everyone okay?
What just happened? Why'd the Story Machine stop? Why are we leaning so far to the left? It feels like the Story Machine's about to tip over.
I think we lost all pressure in one of the tires. I bet that tire is now flat.
Well, what are we gonna do?
I think we need some help. Hi, Story Machine?
Hello.
Do you have any stories about helping someone?
Let me see. Here is one. It is called Baby Cop by Aidan Moriarty, age 9.
Baby Cop by Aidan Moriarty. This is the city. I work here. My name's Ferguson. I'm a cop. It was Saturday, March 15th at 2 in the afternoon. It had been raining all day. Now the sun was out, and so was trouble. The captain had sent me out to look into a missing officer, Baby Cop. His gun shoots pacifiers, and he works undercover catching criminals when they least expect it. Being awesome is what he does. It was 15 minutes past 2 p.m. when I arrived on the scene. I could see Baby Cop's undercover patrol stroller sitting empty on the sidewalk. It was downtown, outside a toy store. The owner had said something fishy was going on. It was my job to find out what.
Afternoon, officer. What can I do you for?
Hi, I'm Detective Ferguson. I'm looking for someone. He's about 2.5 feet tall, big eyes, wearing a diaper. That's his stroller out there. You see when he got out?
Not that I recall. Sorry, detective.
See anything funny going on today?
Well, there was a wiener dog wearing a hot dog bun that walked by a bit ago, but yeah, that was pretty funny.
No. I mean fishy, strange, weird, out of place.
Oh, I got ya. Yeah, come to think of it, there was something strange earlier today. You know that villain that lives in town? Calls himself the Parent?
Sure. He calls himself that because he likes to scold kids and tell them what to do, boss them around, just for the fun of it. What did he do?
Well, he was hanging around the store earlier, telling kids to wash their hands and wipe their noses before they touched any toy. No fun at all. I saw that stroller roll up with Baby Cop in it. But then I was distracted by a group of fourth graders that came in to spend their allowance money. When I looked up, the Parent was gone, and the stroller was empty.
I knew that the villain, the Parent, must have snatched Baby Cop right out of his stroller. But where had the Parent taken Baby Cop? I'd gone all over town, asking everyone I saw if they had seen a suspicious, grown-up, bossy person with a small guy in a diaper.
Nope. I haven't seen that guy. Or that one.
Sorry, can't help you.
No. Not today, no.
Oh, yeah. That guy last month, he told me to quit blowing bubbles with my bubble gum. But I haven't seen him today. But I know where his hideout is. It's that boring blah square house on First Street.
I raced to First Street. I knew exactly where the Parent's hideout was. I'd almost fallen asleep from boredom every time I looked at it. Every day when I passed it on my way to work. When I got to the hideout, everything was quiet. I knocked on the door, but no one answered. So I walked in. I could tell there'd been a scuffle. There was a diaper on the floor, and there were pacifiers everywhere. Baby Cop had been here and escaped. But where? And where was the parent? I looked up and down the street, but Baby Cop was nowhere to be found. I was starting to think I'd run out of leads, that I'd hit a dead end, when...
Calling all backup. I repeat, calling all backup.
It was Baby Cop.
I'm at 4th and Hooper, with the parent in pursuit. Stand by, backup. I'll lead him right to you.
All the cops on the force raced to meet Baby Cop and catch the parent.
Hands where we can see them.
All right, arms behind your back.
You okay, Baby Cop?
Get in the car, parent, and watch your head.
No funny business. No boring business either.
I'm fine. Good work, officers. Thanks for helping me catch the parent. I couldn't have done it without you. He was gonna make me change my diaper, but I got away by throwing a decoy diaper on his head and firing my pacifiers at him.
Nicely done, Baby Cop. That was some great undercover work. The parent has been bossing and boring people all over town.
Thanks, Ferguson. It's all in a day's work for Baby Cop.
Wow, that Baby Cop was an amazing crime solver.
He really was good at what he did.
Yeah, he was a great cop. But I don't think he could have arrested the parent without some help. Backup.
Well, what are we gonna do about solving our problem? The story machine tire is still flat.
Do you know how to fix a flat tire?
Are you kidding? That's too much pressure for me. I'm good at keeping life smooth, not fixing tires.
Cog, do you know how to fix a tire?
Well, I haven't ever had to before, but I bet I could figure out how. Let me see. I bet I need this. And this. Oh, and this. Oh, and this might be handy. I don't think any of these tools are working.
Should we ask someone for help?
Why would someone else know how to fix a tire if we don't?
Yeah, besides, it's our problem. Shouldn't we be the ones to take care of it?
Maybe. Hey, Story Machine, can we please hear another story about someone giving a helping hand while we work on fixing your tire?
Sure. Ah, yes. This one is perfect. It is called Annabeth in Ferencenda by Naya Gardner, age 8.
Annabeth in Ferencenda by Naya Gardner.
Chapter 1.
Hey, Annabeth, what are you up to way up in the tree?
I love this tree. It's so tall and green, and it has the best branches for climbing and sitting and reading and daydreaming. It's my most favorite spot and tree in all of Ferencenda.
Isn't it the only tree in Ferencenda?
Well, that too.
Okay, see you later, Annabeth.
Bye. Who's that walking through the gates of Ferencenda? Yoo-hoo! Hello? I'm Annabeth. Welcome to Ferencenda. You must be new here. What's your name?
I'm Indalo Ember. I'm from Burke. Actually, I was kicked out for being so awful, but this girl doesn't need to know that.
Well, it's nice to meet you. Want to be friends? I'll show you my most favorite spot in all of Ferencenda. It's this tree.
That is a pretty nice tree. I'm going to steal that tree and take it back to Burke. If I can sneak back in, that is. Shazam!
Oh, I feel funny.
The spell is going to make Annabeth do whatever I say. Watch this. Bring me your favorite toy.
Okay, here it is. It's the stuffed frog I've had since I was a baby. I call him Wurtz McGee.
Great. Now throw him in the trash.
Okay. Now what? I'll do whatever you say. I love you.
That spell made her fall in love with me, too. It's pretty great.
Indalo, wait! Where are you going?
to explore Ferencinda.
Can I come with you?
Sure, but only if you can carry this huge rock for me.
Okay, why?
I might decide I want it later.
Okay. You picked such a great, heavy rock. You're so amazing.
Chapter 2.
Hi, Annabeth. I found Warts McGee in the trash. I saved him for you.
Oh, I threw him away, and Dalo told me to.
But you would never treat something you love like that. Annabeth is acting so strange. She'd never throw away Warts McGee. It's like she's under a magic spell. Annabeth, I think you are under an evil magic spell. I'm going to help you fix it. Pennies and peacocks! Do you feel any different?
I do feel better. I didn't realize I was under any spell. You're such a good friend to help me. Thank you. Oh, that tricky Indalo.
I think Indalo's spell made you do whatever he asked and made you love him. Ooh.
I thought he looked so dignified. Now I realize that he was nothing but evil. Just wait till the next time he tries to tell me what to do. No more rock-carrying Miss Nice Annabeth.
Chapter 3.
Come on, Annabeth. Cut down that tree. I mean, please cut down that tree.
No way, Jose. I would never cut down the tree, and I will never let you have control over me again.
But the spell, it's...
I helped her get rid of the spell.
Well, if you won't cut down the tree, I will do it myself. Give me that axe.
No, stop.
Indalo, look out for that branch. It's...
The tree smacked him into the sky. What an amazing tree.
So long, Indalo.
Serves him right. Let's celebrate everything being good again in Ferencinda.
Let's throw a party.
A tree planting party.
And invite everyone we know to plant trees with us.
We can plant a whole forest of amazing trees. Come on, everyone.
We can plant maples.
Ooh, and weeping willows.
Oh, and pines.
And oaks.
Oh, I love oaks. This is going to be amazing.
Now there will be so many great spots
for daydreaming.
Yay.
Whew, I'm not even close to having this tire fixed.
But Cog, that was a great story. I hope you didn't miss it. That Annabeth and Bennett were something.
Well, I was too busy working on this tire.
Cog, you don't have to fix it on your own.
But do you know how to fix it, Randall? Valve?
No.
I don't know how to fix this problem, but I bet if we asked someone for a little help, they would show us how to fix it ourselves.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hey, who is that coming down the road? She looks nice. Let's ask her. Excuse me!
Yes? Oh, look at that flat tire. Did that just happen?
Yeah, it did. And we could use a little help fixing it. I don't know how to.
Hi. My name is Randall the Reading Rat, and this is Valve and Cog.
Well, nice to meet you. My name is Miss Fixit, and I love fixing things that are broken. It would make me so happy to help you with this tire.
Would that be all right with you, Cog?
Well, I guess, but I'd love to learn how to fix it, too.
Of course! It's easy. Let me teach you.
Story Machine, can we please hear one more story about someone finding help when they need it? While we learn to fix this tire?
Of course. This is the perfect story. It is called Scary by Milo McCracken, age 5, Sophia McCracken, age 7, and Miranda O'Brien, 5 years old.
Scary by Milo McCracken, Sophia McCracken, and Miranda O'Brien. In a small house near a large mountain lives a creature named Scary. Scary is a mixed-up creature that is part duck and part fish. He can fly, swim, hop, and run. Scary has a secret power of making a force field around himself for protection. His force field can protect him from things like flying airplanes.
Wow, look at my airplane go!
His force field can protect him from being pushed.
Race you to the water fountain!
Yeah!
The only problem is that when Scary gets excited, he accidentally puts up his force field. This is a big problem because when he tries to make friends, they think he is pushing them away.
Hey,
do you want to race with us?
Then the other kids get bonked on the head with his force field.
Ow!
Hey!
They think Scary doesn't want to be their friend. This makes Scary feel frustrated and sad. Scary feels lonely while all the other creatures at the park are playing.
Throw me the ball!
Hey! Good catch!
Scary decides to go to the doctor for help.
Hello, Scary. It's nice to see you.
The doctor gives Scary a shot that injects a power to control his brain. It teaches Scary how to control his force field. Now, Scary can make friends without bonking them on the head or scaring them away.
Hi, Scary.
We are racing bots. You want to play?
Yay!
Aw, Scary asked for just the right kind of help so he could make friends.
That was such a great thing for Scary to do. What a nice story.
And it was the perfect story to listen to while Miss Fix-It helped us with the flat tire. Thank you, Miss Fix-It.
Yeah, thanks to you, Miss Fix-It, everything is going smoothly again.
And now we can continue on to the school so we can bring stories to life for all the students. Thank you, Miss Fix-It.
It was my pleasure. It was so fun to help you by doing something I love to do. Have a great time at the school. I can't wait to listen to the stories all those young authors wrote while I'm fixing more things. Bye!
Goodbye.
Ciao.
Bye. Let's hit the road.
All right, students, here we come.
After we go to the school, I might turn this into a story of my own.
I'd love to read it. No pressure, though.
Me too. If you want to share your stories with us, you can send your stories to info@stories-alive.org. And remember, keep writing.
The Stories Alive podcast is a production of Stories Alive and Jefferson Public Radio. The show is recorded and produced in the JPR Studios on the campus of Southern Oregon University in Ashland, Oregon. Our show is produced by Anna Byers. Our audio engineer is Blake Helmkin. The cast includes Kirk McKenzie, Susie Gabumpa, Anna Byers, Michael Meyer, Tom Berich, Caroline Schaefer, and Jeannie Renault, and is directed by Jeannie Renault. The executive producer of Stories Alive is Eric Teal. To learn more about the show and hear other great stories, visit us at storiesalive.org. Until next time, I'm the Story Machine. So long.